The lung ailment, which has been contracted by 64 New Yorkers, has so far been linked to black market marijuana vaping products that also contain liquid vitamin E oil. But the governor says vaping of any substance is not a healthy practice, and it's addicting an alarming number of young people. Cuomo says vaping is better than smoking combustible cigarettes, but not by much.
Vaping is better than smoking. Technically, yes, but so what? Smoking is terrible. It's virtually a high-risk potential death situation. Well, vaping is better than that. Yes, but again, that is not saying much.
Cuomo says vaping should only be used by adults who have tried other methods to quit, including nicotine patches, nicotine-laced gum, and therapy, and have been unsuccessful. The governor says his health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, will direct the Public Health and Health Planning Council to take steps to impose a ban on flavored e-cigarettes that are attractive to children.
Names like bubblegum, cotton candy, Captain Crunch, which was my favorite. These are obviously targeted to young people and highly effective at targeting young people.
Menthol-flavored e-cigarettes will still be allowed to be sold. The American Cancer Society and the American Heart Association both issued statements Sunday afternoon saying the ban does not go far enough. They say menthol and mint-flavored e-cigarettes should also be included because they are also attractive to children. Health Commissioner Zucker says there is some evidence that menthol flavors help people who are trying to quit regular cigarettes and have been unsuccessful with the other methods, so he's not ready to ban those flavors right now. The ban could take effect in as soon as 2 weeks. President Donald Trump has also said he wants to direct the Federal Food and Drug Administration to ban flavored e-cigarettes nationwide, but Cuomo says he does not know for certain whether that will indeed happen. The governor says vaping has become a burgeoning health crisis. He compares it to the tobacco epidemic of earlier decades and the current opioid problem. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.